And if you would please then take your songbook and turn to 204. At the Lamb's High Feast we sing. Number 204. How many of you know this song? Put your hand in the air if you know this song. At the Lamb's High Feast we sing communion song. Nobody knows it, okay? You probably know the tune. I think we've probably sung this tune before. You may not have sung it according to Alle Menschen müssen sterben, but we did sing it. That's what it says there. It goes like this. At the Lamb's High Feast we sing, praise to our victorious King, who hath washed us in the tide, flowing from His pierced side. Praise we Him whose love divine gives His sacred blood for wine, gives His body for the feast, Christ the victim, Christ the priest. Is that familiar now? Okay? Because there's a number of us, I think, have sung this tune before at some point. So what we'll do is we'll just work our way through it. And probably by the time we get to verse 4, those of you who haven't sung it before will at least have it in your head. Okay? So here we go. Start in verse 2.
Where the paschal blood is poured, death's dark angel sheathed his sword. Israel's host triumphant go through the wave that drowns the foe. Christ the Lamb whose blood was shed, Paschal victim, Paschal bread, with sincerity and love, eat we manna from above. Mighty victim from the sky, powers of hell beneath thee lie. Death is broken in the fight, thou hast brought us life and light. Now thy banner thou dost wave, vanquished Satan and the grave. Angels join his praise to tell, see your throne the Prince of Hell. Paschal triumph, Paschal joy, only sin can this destroy. From sin's power do thou set free, souls reborn, O Lord, in thee. Hymns of glory, songs of praise, Father, unto thee we raise. Risen Lord, all praise to thee, ever with the Spirit be.
Amen. What other song goes to that tune? Who recognizes it that well? Because we've sung another psalm to this. Yeah, I forget which one it is too. I know I've sung this a whole bunch of times before. Okay. Well, it's good to run into a familiar tune. Flip over, if you would, to page 213. Page 213 is O Food of Men Wayfaring. Those of you who grew up with the Book of Praise will recognize this tune from Psalm 6, but it's done with communion in mind here. O food of men wayfaring. Let me just find a note. And you've probably sung this tune before too. So, here we go.
O food of men wayfaring, the bread of angels sharing, O manna from on high, we hunger, Lord, supply us, nor thy delights deny us, whose hearts to thee draw.
Try this one, and we'll see if we can pick out some harmonies in it. Kimberl, can you play this one? Yeah, can you at least one harmony for us? Sure. Give it a try. Okay, please point out particularly the melody and the bass line on the first phrase. Well, no, you can pluck up one and then the other. That'll be all right. Here's the melody again.
Oh, food of men wayfaring.
Now plunk the bass in the same place. Sing the melody, please do. Okay? Sing the melody in that. I will try and sing the bass and help the basses find their way here. So, plunk our first note again. It's the same note, right? No, for melody and bass.
Here we go. Oh.
Those of you with cold, this is where you shine, okay? Okay, let's try this again. We made it a good ways with the basses before we crashed, I think. And maybe some of us didn't crash. Did you make it all the way through, George? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, good for you. Okay, let's try this again. And we'll do the same verse. If you're having a hard time keeping up with words, just go la 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 la. That'll help you get the tune in your head at least. And la is not hard to remember. Okay? So, let's go through this, start at the beginning, and we'll do just what we just did. I'll try and sing with the basses once again. See if we can sing all the way through it, or until we crash, whichever comes first. Okay? Here we go. Verse 1. Let's go into the back of the book, and we're going to look up the Song of Simeon, not the one on 425. We're going to be ending the service today with the one on 425, but let's try the one that is on page 428. This was a melody from plain song singing a way back, and I'm not sure if I have it all set in my head either, but let's try and walk our way through this one. We've done this a time or two, a few years ago, some of us here, so maybe it'll click in your memory. Melody line on me is all we need. Okay? Can you just plunk the melody for me? Well, at this point we'll start and then we'll fiddle with the rest. Here it is. You're good at this, Kimbo. Snapping my fingers to keep time, it messes us around. So I'm going to stop it. Just for a minute. Okay? Here we go again.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word.
Okay, next line goes like this.
For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people.
That one's a little trickier, goes a little bit longer, and you got to watch where the notes rise and fall a little bit. Let's go back through it. Maybe let's do the la thing here so we can la these notes, and then we'll come in with words later. Okay, so let's start at the beginning, and we'll see if we can get down to face of all people, right down here on the third system.
La, that's where we're start. La, 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 la.
Okay, now we'll stick words to that, and then it will help us to remember it. Here we go. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. We're going to try and make it down to people before we move on. Here we go.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do any of you remember having sung that before? Okay, all right. I remember having sung that before. Okay, please notice as you're looking at your page, there are breath marks in here. On a song like this, there's breath marks, and that's helpful. Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace. Take notice of that little line from the, right beside that half note. That says take a breath. Okay, so there's a few places through here where you're going to take breaths as we go through it. Let's try it again. This actually sounds really quite nice as a dismissal song once you get it, but you got to work at it in order to get it. Okay, let's go through it again.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace.
I'm sorry, I better do that again. I messed you around. Try again.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Okay. All right. I'm going to grab my guitar, and we're going to go through a couple of the songs that we'll be doing later. So just hold on a second. Okay, now do you remember this one?
Yeah.
Okay, there are some people that said yes. Good. There we go. Okay.
Or takes in the lead of the starboard. blessed is the man that my love is raised in my man, for stands in the path of sinners, for sits in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, bearing his fruit in season, and his leaves shall not wither. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, bearing his fruit in season, and whatever he does will prosper. Blessed is the man. The ungodly are not so, they are chaff which the wind drives away. So the wicked won't stand in the judgment, or sinners with the saints. For the Lord knows the way of his righteous ones. But the way of the godless man will die. Blessed is the man whom the Lord delights. He shall be like a tree like a tree planted by rivers of water, bearing his fruit in his season, and whatever he does will prosper. Such is the man.
Amen.